slight cases of it. Mm-hmm. But I did have a light case, and my eyes sort of turned yellow. And I don't know the difference in hepatitis. Hepatitis is when yellow jaundice goes into a more serious case.
I think I'm not real sure.
But I had a touch of something when I was small, and the whites of my eyes sort of turned yellow. But I guess if you have a real case of it, you know, you really are bothered most of your life. So I don't know if mine was very bad or not.
Say when you have a pain down here, you say you have
appendicitis.
Okay. Do you remember what people used to call it before they knew what it was and they died from it?
No, I don't. You know, old people used to say he's bilious all the time.
Meaning?
Well, used to, anytime anybody was sick or dragging around or wasn't feeling good, everybody was bilious. They had bilious fever or bilious. So, we had an old doctor's book upstairs, and it was a cure for bilious fever. So,
what was the cure?
I forgot what you did. Give them salts or something.
So if someone ate something that didn't agree with him and it wouldn't stay down, you'd say that he had to
throw up or vomit, run.
Okay. Any crude ways of
puke?
Huh?
Puke.
Okay. And if someone vomited, you'd say that he was sick. Where?
Puke.
Sick at his stomach.
Okay. And say if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, going over to her house and so forth, you'd say that he was
courting her, or sweet on her.
Both of those words you told me.
Yeah, my grandmother used sweet on her.
What would they say that he was her?
Well, my grandmother said he was her sweetheart, but I'd say he's her boyfriend.
Uh-huh. And she'd be his
girlfriend.
Okay.
Sweetheart.
What would they say? I'd say he's
still a sweetheart. See, boy or girl, you'd want to be sweethearts.
Okay, would you use that word courting, or how would you say that?
Courting.
You still use the word courting?
I do, uh-huh.
Okay. Any other expressions like that?
I do. Dating.
Okay. And say if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, you'd say he'd probably been doing what?
Kissing or, I don't know, petting.
Okay. Do you use the word, any old-fashioned word?
Petting.
For kissing?
Smooching.
Okay. Over here, bussing here.
Yeah, I have heard of bussing. That's an old word, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I think of it.
Real
old. Say if a girl suddenly stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say that she. What?
She's. You mean quit him or mad at him or?
Okay, and say if he asked her to marry him, but she
turned him down.
Okay. What if they were already engaged, maybe, and all of a sudden she
broke the engagement?
Okay. Would you use that word turned him down for that, or any other expression?
Well, I've heard broke off the engagement.
Okay. Yeah. And you say if she didn't turn him down, you said they went ahead and got
married.
Okay. Any humorous ways of saying that?
Hitched.
Okay. Do you ever hear jump the broomstick, or?
I don't know if I have or not.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called the
best man.
Okay, and the woman that stands up with the bride?
Maid of honor or bridesmaid.
Okay.
Maid of honor is when she's married, isn't it? Or bridesmaid is, can be more.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember hearing about, say,